Hey guys, for the next 2 weeks, we are on a 2-episode-a-week schedule because I am traveling. I'm out of the country. We will be back on our regular schedule the week of the 18th. Sorry.
That other real famous saying is, don't be stinky at the parade.
That's what it is, everybody. Jeff Cannata never gets it wrong. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Speaking of getting it wrong, here's something that sounds kind of wrong. Duncan Roger Bradley sent us a story.
He's either a professor or a serial killer.
I think it sounds like a law firm. The law offices of Duncan Roger Bradley. Awesome. He sent us this story to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
Great way to do it, Duncan Roger Bradley. You can also send it to wehaveconcerns.reddit.com and share it with the West. Share it with everybody to the west of here. Fuck me,
Our Reddit only goes to the West Coast.
Coast. We're on Reddit. Pacific time on our Reddit. We're GMT minus 8 for those of you that are in Europe, and that's the only time you can post. Oh, God damn it. And all I'm saying is go to the Reddit, and other concerned citizens are there, and you can share things with them. I'm such a son of a bitch. I can't.
I think you're discombobulated because of you know what is coming, which is there is a scientist presenter, they're calling him. This is a guy who hosts science shows. Kind of like us, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
We've done that.
I do that. You do that a lot. You do that, too.
I'm not going to tell you his name yet because it's very ironic and funny, and I'm going to save that because I'm going to tell you what he's doing first. He is trying to understand what human flesh tastes like.
Because,
hey, who hasn't been curious about that?
So, in order
to do that, he is, he doesn't want to eat
someone
else.
He's just doing something theoretical. He's just like, well, what animal?
No.
He's studying different animal fleshes to see which one has the composition that's most like humans, and he'll just eat that. He'll cook it in a way.
See, no, he doesn't want to be weird and eat someone else, because that would be cannibalism. He's actually performed a biopsy of his own leg muscle. To cook his own leg meat. This guy's name is Greg Foote. And he's eating his own leg.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
You can't make it up.
Roger Bradley, you son of a bitch.
Can't make this shit up.
The fucking DRB does it again. This
classic DRB.
Sending me a story that makes me want to die. That makes me want to die while throwing up in my mouth. Duncan Roger Bradley, how dare you, sir? You beautiful bastard.
Here's the problem with this dude's plan, Greg Foote's plan.
It's fucking weird and terrible and he shouldn't do it?
Yeah, but over
that's
and above
what's wrong?
That. Above
you,
that.
Well, have you thought about doing this? Have you ever thought about doing this?
Dear God, no.
Has it ever occurred to you even once?
To eat your own flesh? I mean, I've done the thought experiment of, you know, the movie Alive or whatever, where you're stuck, you're trapped. You're part of the Donner Party.
Yeah.
You've gotten yourself into a position where we're going to eat somebody. I have never once thought, well, maybe I'd eat myself, just nibble on part of my own body. Although, didn't Stephen King write a short story about that?
Probably. I think it was about a haunted stapler, though.
Oh, right. The haunted stapler that you have to eat.
Yeah, it was a Stephen King story.
It's hard to choke down the staples.
It just wants to staple you so much.
Yeah.
It's spooky because it was this childhood stapler. He had a fear of staples.
Yes. And that
something that happened when he was a kid. Stephen King, when did you become a parody of yourself? I love you.
I loved you. Hey, no, I've definitely done the thought experiment of like, could I eat a person if it was a live or die moment and that person maybe already died? And they were just, you know, like the movie Alive, right? Already died in the plane crash.
My wife, the Mrs. Not Carboni, Mrs. kept her own name because it's 2016, you motherfuckers. And I have had this conversation.
Yes.
And we were like, would you eat me? Would you eat me?
I'm not going to even make the joke.
Have you had that conversation with your wife?
Is it a marriage conversation you're supposed to have?
I think anybody, any couple that's serious about each other, really serious about each other, and really cares for each other, well, number one, they will create a living will, you know, with instructions of what happens in case, you know, one of them has a serious accident or dies.
Yes, definitely on that page.
And number two, decides whether they would eat each other.
That's the second part. That's literally number two.
That's literally number two.
I can't think of the second conversation you have. Number one, serious conversation.
Number one is the living will, and number two is in a catastrophic, you know, apocalyptic situation.
Yeah. Will you eat me?
Will you eat each other?
Are you hoping for a yes answer? Are you hoping that yes, you would eat me, or are you hoping that you would say no? I love you too much to eat you, darling.
Oh, I think.
What are you hoping for?
We both decide. Well, look, I'm gonna eat her. Like, she's dead. It's gonna be
even
weird.
even if I don't have to survive. It's just when she passes. Hopefully, many years from now, I'm definitely eating her.
Look, man. Maybe like the moment she dies, because because you're really racing the clock on this.
Oh yeah, there's a short window there.
And even if I'm not starving yet, like, it makes no sense to eat the food that's gonna last, you know?
Right, because you can preserve that.
Yeah, that can be preserved.
Right.
She's gonna decompose.
Are you gonna eat a large portion, or are you just gonna have a nibble? Are you just gonna just a taste, or do you want to actually like come away?
Well, you know, you want your mental capacity to be in tip top shape.
Uh-huh.
You know, during one of these disastrous situations. So I think, yeah, you make a meal.
You make it a meal.
You make it a meal.
It's a snack that eats like a meal.
You know? No, I think the discussion that we came to is like, yeah, we probably would, but it would take so long to become okay with the eating of another human.
Yeah.
That it would probably be dangerous to eat the other person at that point.
Right.
Because they will have decomposed too much.
Yeah. Well, that's like, why you gotta take emotion out of it and just do what you need to do.
Well, it's easier said than done, I think.
Well, see, I'll be honest with you. I had that conversation too, but mine went a little oddly.
Wait, you said that you didn't.
I just said to my wife, I want you inside me. And she kind of took it wrong, and it devolved, and but I meant that I would eat her.
Yeah.
But I said like, I want you inside me.
And then like, and then she just like got Amazon Prime, got that strap on. She misunderstood.
Shit. But you know what? It worked out well for everybody.
You guys wound up like really expanding your horizons. and it was, in the end, great for the relationship.
Yeah.
This is why you have to discuss these things immediately, Jeff.
It's a smart thing to do.
Yeah. So you've never thought, I've thought about what it would be like to eat human flesh. I've thought about what.
And what is your conclusion?
I don't know. I just thought about it.
I would throw the fuck up.
I think it would be really weird. Yeah.
I would not be able to divorce myself from the thing I was doing. I mean, I have a hard time. I think escargot is delicious, but I have a hard time divorcing myself from what's happening.
Right.
I honestly think it's delicious. Escargot is good.
Well, you know, I'm all talk on shit like this because like, yeah. I'm. Up until a few days ago, I was a vegetarian.
Oh, that's a good point. Unbroken. Yeah, you can't eat. You'd be like, oh, I really can't. I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I'd love to eat human flesh. I really would.
Well, you know me. I'm an all or nothing guy, Jeff. now we're in these comfortable times, right? I want for nothing. Here in our perfect society, I want for nothing.
Right.
I can subsist off of chickpeas and protein powder and whatever the fuck else I want.
Right.
But when shit gets real.
Yeah.
I go all the way the other way.
You go human. Or
I
nothing.
Go all the way the I other mean,
you
way.
You skip right over
human
chicken
first.
Beef. Yeah.
I go human first. You know?
If I can't get chickpeas, watch the fuck out because I'm eating some human.
Well, because like, here's the thing, man. You watch an internet video of a guy getting kicked in the balls and you laugh. You watch an internet video of a dog getting smacked and you cry.
Right.
Right? Because the dog is like, oh, the dog doesn't know and the dog doesn't deserve it. Humans deserve everything that's fucking coming to them.
Including being eaten. Hmm.
If shit gets real, I feel like I just flipped the switch.
You're going to make such a good zombie in the zombie apocalypse.
I'm
going to
be the best goddamn zombie.
You're really just training the brain right
now.
I don't think
of myself as a standard zombie either, Jeff. I think of myself as like that general of the White Walkers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the guy who raises the armies.
Like the guy who's just like...
You inspire others to eat human flesh.
Where you're just like, oh, these are mindless zombies. And then you see that general and you're like, oh, no. Oh, no. There's a little bit of intelligence there. And it's entirely malevolent.
Right.
That's what's up.
Yes.
That's the zombie you want to be.
Yeah, he's definitely a zombie,
Yeah.
But maybe he was already a zombie. Like, maybe there was some stuff going on before he got pure zombified.
Yeah, clearly this is not impeded his thought process at all.
Yeah, he was already halfway there.
Yeah.
he sort of met zombie halfway is what happened.
No, I mean, like, I think it's, okay. Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I think so.
What would you eat first, your own flesh or your own poop?
Wow, that is a great question.
Yeah, I've thought about this.
I would eat my own poop first.
Yeah.
I would, because the cutting off of my own flesh, not, but I don't think the poop would nourish me in any way. Maybe it would be stupid because I'd probably just get sick and die from eating poop, right?
Yeah.
So you would want
to
eat flesh.
This may not be a survival situation. This may be like a gun to your head situation.
Oh, the guy gives you a choice.
Yeah,
die,
yeah, yeah.
Or eat your own poop or eat your own flesh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, man. Either one is going to be very unpleasant. I feel like the poop one.
And you can't just nibble either.
You got to go full poop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like on some future date when I have left that situation and I try to move on with my life, I could probably have plausible deniability about the poop, but the hole in my leg that will be left from eating it will always remind me that I ate part of my own flesh. And so I think I'd go poop just for sort of psychological, you know, cognitive dissonance later to just be like, no, that didn't happen. That never happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Poop's, I think, the easier one.
But maybe every day I pooped, maybe every day at the toilet I would be reminded.
Oh, and you're just kind of like, whoa.
I'm pooping and puking every time now. That's not good. I don't know. This conversation took a dark turn.
Yeah.
How about you? You said you put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah, I go poop.
You got to go poop, right?
You got to go poop. I think eating your flesh will be a more pleasant experience in terms of like taste and mouthfeel.
Yeah. Well, that's a danger too, because what if you like it?
I think you will. I think
you'll
it'll
be like,
delicious.
I'm delicious.
Yeah, man. I think human meat's probably pretty good.
You think?
Yeah, totally. Think about it. Out of all the animals on Earth, we take care of ourselves the best.
It's true.
We've got like a good ratio of like fat to muscle, which is what you want.
Yeah.
You know?
Got like, that good marbled.
We got that good marbled. We got meat. Layers. I mean, dude, human meat's probably really good. Man, it's just like.
You're really convincing me.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You gotta watch Hannibal, Jeff. You gotta watch Hannibal, dude. I'm telling you. But no, I think poop is the easier one to reconcile psychologically. In the
rectum
run.
Style? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said, Jeff. I said to rectum style, you son of a bitch bastard. So this guy has
that,
not yet
love that
eaten.
Song.
This guy has not yet eaten.
Rectum style. Sorry, go ahead.
So this guy has not yet eaten his own
flesh.
No,
here's
right?
the problem with this. It's illegal to eat your own flesh. Did you know that? Illegal to eat your own flesh, which seems like a stupid law.
Get off my back, big government.
Yeah. I mean, if there's ever been a libertarian cause about what I can do with myself, I should be at least able to consume me.
It's my finger. It's my arm. It's my whatever. I'll do what I want with it.
If you ate yourself, would you call it meat?
Fuck off. Just fuck right
it's
off.
It's meat.
Just fuck right
so off. So it's illegal to eat your own flesh. So the way this guy got around that is he didn't fucking eat it. All he did was cook it and smell it. Because his claim was aroma is like something like 40% of
flavor. So he didn't even go all the way. What the fuck is the legal repercussion of eating your own flesh? What's the punishment? It can't be jail time.
That is weird, right? It doesn't say, but
what is it, a ticket? Pay the fucking ticket, asshole. Don't half-ass this.
Right. Well, what the hell?
How dare this
guy?
So
he literally biopsied his own leg meat, cooked it in a pan with some olive oil, and just smelled it.
Just olive oil? He didn't even cook it right?
I mean, I'm sure. What's wrong with olive oil?
It's just like, why? Olive oil is just okay
for human meat. I think a little olive oil. You don't want to put salt and pepper on it because
of course you do.
No, why would you? You would ruin the flavor.
No,
to know exactly how humans
no,
eat.
No, you're clearly over salting and over peppering things when you cook. Then because a little bit of salt and pepper is just to bring out the flavor of whatever you're cooking.
I am so mad at you right now. The whole idea is to know how humans taste. You would not want to.
So don't add the olive oil.
Well, you gotta put some oil in the pan to cook it. If you salt and pepper human flesh, you might as well just be eating any kind of meat.
Listen to me. If you're gonna do this properly, if you're gonna fucking do this properly, what you really need to do is fucking fat and grease the pan with human fat.
I think we can agree. I think we've finally come to common ground. Let's fucking get on this, Anthony.
Let's just go. Okay, you're
human
like
human fat.
Jan Campon to see which leg. Yours or mine. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Oh, shit. Is it? I lose my leg?
You lose your leg, dog.
Damn it.
Yeah.
All right, well, that means you give the give
up
the...
I can't do that. I can't do that to you. You're the more athletic one. I sit around like way more often.
I was going to say, well, now it seems like I'm a dick saying it, but I was going to say, then you have to supply the fat grease. If I'm supplying the leg...
That's cool.
Okay.
I'll get a little taken off the hips. This motherfucker.
He only smelled his own human flesh being cooked. That's all he did.
What a lazy bastard.
Yeah.
He didn't even do... Like, I want to know what the punishment is for eating your own flesh. We never... look shit up during this show. Literally the first time this has ever happened.
Oh, he said he claims that 80% of your sensation of taste is smell. I said 40. He says 80% of your sensation is smell, which is why he said smelling it was just fine. And he said it smelled good.
It's all just...
Greg Foote says his leg tastes good in his mouth or smell in his nose.
Cannibalism is illegal. There's nothing. There's nothing about the actual punishment that I can
find. So what you're saying is this dude's a pussy.
It's all biblical. It's all like Leviticus and stuff. It's clearly illegal. People keep saying cannibalism is illegal.
It might be also because he's a Brit. This took place in the UK, so maybe there's a different law there.
It doesn't matter because it's not listing the punishment. But I can tell you this. No court is sending you to jail.
Right.
No, you may get ordered to do like some psychological, like a psych eval.
I think
you get a fine.
There might be a fine, but it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
God damn it. Let's just end it right here. Just fucking end it right here.
It wouldn't be that big of a fine. It wouldn't be a huge fine.
You're the worst. Would you guys eat your own flesh?
Yeah.
I want to know, have you thought about it? Like, I really want to know what's up. Have you thought about it?
Have you had the marriage talk?
It's okay. Yeah. Are you in a committed relationship and have you discussed whether you will eat each other or not?
If not, sounds like this evening you got to bring it up.
If not, do you really love each other?
We got to really hear from people that are bringing up that conversation tonight because, you know what? It's important. It's important to get that out of the way. It's number two discussion you have.
We want to know. You can leave that. You can let us know on Twitter. Hashtag that foot in mouth. You like that one?
Yeah. Don't put you like your that foot one? In mouth you like that one?
Greg
this.
Foot.
Yeah!
Greg Foot in
Anthony
mouth.
Carboni.
Yeah. Whatever.
We're there, baby.
I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, guys, I'm bringing this up a lot. I'm going to keep bringing it up because we are so close.
Yeah, we're real close.
We're so close. At $7,000 a month on our Patreon, we begin doing video episodes. A lot of people have asked us, like, what are you guys doing with your YouTube channel?
What does it look like when you start cooking each other's flesh?
Yeah, what is that about? And this will answer all of those questions. Literally all of them. but no, we're going to do like a legit 3-camera setup. We're going to shoot episodes. We're going to put them up as video.
You're so ambitious. I love it.
It's going to be great,
man. We don't know
man.
If that's any of that's going to work.
I think it's going to work, man.
But I love it.
It's going to be so good, and we're just a couple $100 away. If you listen to the show and you do not yet support us on Patreon, head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. You will get extra stuff depending on what level you support us at. You get early episodes. You get bonus content. You get the little conversations that we do in the beginning of the show. You get the whole conversation.
Yeah.
There's tons of cool shit.
And if we do video, it means we're going to have to wear pants. So you should contribute just to make us wear pants.
Nobody can make me wear pants. Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.